homesteaders.
Yes? It's the Goon Show! Present Open Casebook.
Those of you who can afford newspapers will have seen the headlines. Those of you who can read will know what they meant. And if you knew what they meant,
good luck. Every day sees new progress in the march of crime.
Every 24 hours averages 367 robberies, 824 assaults, 942 murders, and three repeats of Life with the Lions.
But only once in 100 years is there the crime of the century. And what was the crime of the 20th century?
A Goon Show?
Idiot. No, the crime of this century was
the Great Bank of England robbery.
Seagull. They call me that because of my hands. I've got four fingers on each. Because of this deformity, I wear boots. For several years, I had been the mate of a small boat smuggling sand from Fez to the Sahara. But things got too hot, especially during the summer, and I returned to Huddersfield. I'd hardly time to drop anchor when...
Seagull?
Yes?
Pick up the telephone.
Why?
I want to speak to you on it.
Right. Hello?
Is that you, Seagum?
Yes.
I'm glad you were in. This is Moriarty. Now listen, I'm arranging to burgle the Bank of England. My men are all ready. My plans are laid. Your instructions await you in a sealed samovar.
The address?
In the street of 1,000 dustbins.
How do I get there?
Go to a railway station, buy a workman's cheap day return to an unknown destination.
Right. Within days, I had arrived at the mysterious, unknown destination.
Grimsby. The Bournemouth of the Orient. Here, on the dreaded eastern coast of Britain, Seacombe groped his way through the fog that swirled across the Erie wharves and lapis lazuli fish piers.
Yes. By the dim light of an unlit candle, I finally found the street I sought and entered the most notorious of all the waterfront dives, Fred's Cafe.
Pushing through the beaded curtain, Seacombe stepped inside. Good evening.
Looking round, I saw beside me a tall, handsome, attractive, cross-eyed man with eczema. A bald moustache. And wearing a mink vase.
I've been watching you.
Have you?
Yes. You're horrible, aren't you?
In a fascinating way, yes.
You're from Moriarty.
How did you know?
I listened to the start of this program.
You mean we're being overheard?
Overheard? Yes. On the home service? You know about the job?
Yes, the Bank of England.
Right. Now, Moriarty will contact you with further instructions in a cellar beneath the bank.
Splendid.
Now, here is the first part of the plan. You'll go to London tomorrow evening. At midnight precisely, Big Ben will go oom, 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 12 times.
Why?
It always does.
Continue?
I shall. As the last stroke fades away, an inconspicuous fish van with yellow mudguards, orange wheels, and a French number plate will draw up at the back of the bank.
Who will be inside?
Nobody. It would be spotted right away. It's only a decoy, you understand?
Gad, what a narrow escape.
Exactly. Now, while the attention of the police is attracted to this van at the back, at the front...
Yes, 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 yes.
Please don't interrupt. At the front will appear 8 men in straw hats, alabaster feet, black faces, and carrying 30 Wurlitzer organs.
Will they fail?
Good heavens, no. Do you think they want to arouse suspicion?
You follow everything. What part do I play?
Second banjo. Now, meanwhile, unobserved, a tram will be lowered from a helicopter through the glass roof of the London School of Economics. Inside will be Major Bloodnock and 2 accomplices.
How shall I tell them apart?
They'll all be wearing black masks on their wrists.
Brilliant!
I'm glad you appreciate the subtleties of the plan. One of them will admit you through a plastic coal hole. Got everything clear in your mind?
Yes.
Very well. Shall we dance?
Of course. You got it all.
And that blasted Seacombe hasn't turned up. We shall have to start the robbery without him. What's that? What's that?
It's me, Seacombe.
Where the devil are you?
I'm inside the pillar box.
Bravo, so you were here all the time. Come on, lad, let's be having you.
I can't, it's locked.
Good heavens. Then what time's the next collection?
10 minutes ago.
Curse it. Do you mean to tell me that you didn't get out when the postman opened the thing?
Well, I couldn't see him, you see. I'm in a brown paper parcel.
But why didn't the postman collect the parcel?
I made a fatal blunder.
What?
I'm insufficiently stamped.
Dear, dear, this is going to need a genius to solve.
I got the answer.
Obviously, I was wrong.
Oh, well, I got a key.
Bravo. Open it up, then. Get inside and give Seacomb a shove up.
Okay. Okay. We see now. You key in the lock. Oh, and it goes. Open the door, and in we go. Ooh. Oh, done the wrong thing there. Let me see now. Where am I? Don't want a stamp on a stamp. Oh, that's a joke. Oh, it's dark in here, isn't it? It's dark. Mr. Seacomb, where are you?
Where are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Who's that?
I'm Eccles.
I'm Eccles.
You can't be. I'm Eccles.
You can't be. I'm Eccles.
I'm Eccles, I tell you.
I'm Eccles, I tell you.
I tell you, I'm Eccles.
I'm Eccles.
Okay, you win. You're Eccles.
Okay, you win. You're Eccles.
Oh, that's better. That taught him a lesson, folks. Oh, now then, I got to find Mr. Seacomb now. Let me see. Hello, Mr. Seacomb.
What's up, eh?
Yep.
Have you finished with me?
Yep.
Good boy.
Good boy. Hello. 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 Where are you?
Hello, sailor.
Pardon me, a lady. I think. Here, have you seen a brown paper parcel in here?
Oh, you cheeky boy.
What are you doing in there?
Not having a good time.
Eccles.
Oh, Eccles. Mr. Seacomb.
There you are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I managed to smash my way out of that parcel.
What strength.
Nothing at all. Never mind. Now, bend down and I'll climb on your back and reach the mouth of the letterbox like that.
Okay. Right.
That's no good. I can't reach.
Well, you stay where you are and I'll get on your shoulders.
Right.
No, no good. Not high enough yet.
Well, keep there, and I'll climb on your back.
Okay.
Nearly there.
Listeners, may I draw your attention to this problem? Seagoon gets on Eccles' back, and Eccles, halfway up a wall, stays where he is while Seagoon mounts on his back and so on. What's the distance between Seagoon, Eccles, and the ground? I'll tell you. It's, Exactly.
Why don't you keep your big mouth shut?
Help! We can't get out!
Help!
Wait a minute. I'm throwing a length of rope through the aperture.
Right. Got it.
Good. Now grab on and I'll pull you through. Right. Take the strain.
You blasted idiots. Now we're all in it.
Right in it, aren't we?
Shh. Listen.
What?
Listen. It. It's the postman.
Ooh.
Now, watch. Now, as soon as he opens that door, everybody make a noise like a registered letter. He'll collect us and put us in his sack. Then we can cut our way out.
You sure it will work?
Of course it will.
Okay.
Everything clear?
Yep.
Good. Now, shh.
Nine bitter months later.
We've got to get out of here. We've eaten all the food parcels, And all the brandy's gone.
Yep, and I want to sell my collection of stamps. Oh.
Admit it, lads. We've never had it so good.
That's not the point. We've set out to do a job, and...
And?
You're quite right, you know. We have never had it so good. Any more parcels of whiskey or brandy left?
No, none.
That's it.
Oh, there's one parcel left here.
What?
From a fellow who signs himself Jack.
What's in it?
A rubber dinghy.
Then he must be all right.
Oh, so.
A rubber dinghy? A rubber dinghy, we are saved. Now we can sail out of here.
But we haven't got any water, man.
Eccles, any parcels of water?
Oh, I got the last one.
Then we'll have to dig for it.
Splendid, Seacombe.
Ah, yes, they don't call me an idiot for nothing.
You mean you pay them?
Only by check.
Oh.
Now, quick, hand me that pneumatic grill.
I ain't got a new one.
Now, hand me that old pneumatic grill.
Okay.
For the benefit of listeners without radio sets, it should be explained that although they are unaware of the fact, Major Bloodnock and his confederates are drilling for water straight through the base of the pillar box down to the bed of one of London's famous underground rivers, the Walbrook. Will they be successful? Will they find it?
Oh, Greenslade, why don't you keep your big mouth shut?
Are we all in the dinghy?
Yep, we're all in there.
Right. Now, we must keep a listening watch for police submarines. Eccles? Eccles, switch on the Azdick.
Right, old Fred.
I'm not Fred.
Well, I ain't Dick.
This is mutiny.
Do as I say, Dick. Switch on the Azdick.
Okay, Dick.
What a night it was, it really was such a night. The moon was bright, ooh, how bright it was, it really was such a night. The night was alive with stars above. Ooh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss, ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. How she could kiss, ooh, what a kiss it was, it really was such a kiss. Just the thought of her lips set me afire. I reminisce and I'm filled with desire. I give my heart to her in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Oh, that night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart and her love and the night was gone. But I'll never forget that kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss. Ooh, ooh, such a night. I'd give my heart to her in sweet surrender. How well I remember, I'll always remember. Ooh, that night. Ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. Came the dawn, and my heart and her love, and the night was gone. But I'll know I'll never forget that kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss. Ooh, ooh, such a night. Now she's gone, gone, gone. Yeah, she's gone, gone, gone. Came the dawn, 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 and the night was gone. And my heart was gone, and her love was gone. But before that morn, ooh, 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 what a night. Ooh, what a night.
Changing course in order to avoid the music you've just heard, Bloodnock and his buccaneers soon found themselves on the upper reaches of the underground river, see Chapter 2, and directly beneath the Bank of England.
All ashore now.
Yep.
Splendid, splendid.
It's very dark, Major. Shall I strike a match?
Certainly not. I know the way perfectly. Follow me. God, strike a match! Now we must proceed up this secret tunnel. It leads straight to the vaults. But remember, for the next 50 yards, not a sound.
Right? Right?
Yes.
Shh.
Listeners, we admit that this lengthy period of complete silence cannot be regarded, properly speaking, in the category of entertainment. But as silence is necessary to the safety of these three men, we hope you will bear with us for another few yards. Thank you.
Oh, well, looks like the end of the tunnel.
Is it a cul-de-sac?
I don't know. It's got a wall built right across the end of it.
Can't worry. I've got Moriarty's instructions on me.
Can't strike a light.
I can't. We've lost all our matches.
So have Arsenal.
Chin up, Leto. Moriarty cunningly foresaw this exact situation.
You mean...
Exactly. He's made a two-sided short-playing gramophone record of the entire plan. Eccles, prepare the hand-wound photograph.
Oh, gonna have a dance off?
No, you fool. Give it to me. Now, listen closely.
Coronation Bell, played by the London Regimental Band. Edison Bell Records.
Record.
It must be on the other side.
But it's an old cylindrical record.
Then we must play it inside out.
Ah. This is going to be very difficult.
Not at all. I have here a reversible unilateral bamboo high-fidelity boot-pointed needle made especially for this purpose.
What a bit of luck.
Ah, yes.
Insert it into groove, eh?
You're right. There.
Ah. Moriarty speaking. This is an Edison Bell record. Now listen, here are your instructions. Have you reached the end of the tunnel?
Yes.
Good. Now I've got some notes written here, so strike a match.
We haven't got any.
Curse! Never mind, I'll nip out and get some. Taxi! Taxi! To a tobacconist's shop, quickly.
We've come to the end of the record and he's gone. How can we get him back again?
Play it backwards, of course.
How do you play the inside of a cylindrical record backwards?
Perfectly simple. You put it on in the opposite direction, going away from you, but only the other way.
Of course! Right, here we go. A backward.
Yes.
Now. Hello?
You fools!
Moriarty, where are you?
In hospital, badly scratched. You were using a blood needle.
Well, what's the next move?
As soon as I ring off, follow me.
Right.
Oh, which way did he go?
Oh, Gad. We must find a way out of this tortuous labyrinth. Tap the walls as we go along.
Okay. Hands up, those who thought he was going to go. Oh, he did!
There's somebody on the other side of this wall.
What? Hand me your stethoscope. Yes, just as I thought.
What?
It's definitely...
Are you positive it's...
Positive, it's quite clearly. I knew them both in Africa. Then they split up and became... And... But, of course, they joined forces again later and are now again.
I'm glad to hear it.
Mind you, if you hear...
Yes?
One of them's an imposter.
Which one?
This one.
You may be right.
You may be right indeed. But right or wrong, there's someone on the other side of this wall. Suppose it's the police.
The police? I know how to handle the police.
How?
Wait here.
And to this day, I've never seen him again. Now, the next step is to dynamite our way through the ceiling into the gold vault. Where's my trusted man? Plymouth!
I heard you coming. I heard you call my etc., 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 etc. Get it quick over this week as I'm late for the Leighton County High School Old Boys Football Club Fish Supper. Yes, it is I, Bert Joshua Weasel Blibbuttle. What do you want, my lovely captain? As if I didn't know.
Yeah. Plug these sticks of dynamite into the chandelier, and I'll detonate them merely by turning on the switch.
I will do it, my captain. Immediately. I shall go and... Wait a minute. You will not switch on while I'm there, will you?
Of course not.
I will do it. I shall do it. Because I trust and love my lovely little hairy captain. I will prepare myself for the task. Strips to waist, as done by young film starlet in search of free publicity. Successful, of course. Exit up ladder.
There he goes, brave lad. Just look at his shoulder blades rippling under that bronze skin. And the muscles knotted like shredded string.
I'm up here, my captain. And I'm plugging in the dreaded dynamite piece by piece. It's not easy work for one so fragile. It's jolly dark up here.
Dark? Good, then I'll switch on the lights.
No, don't!
Collection. We're all back in the blasted pillar box again. Yeah!
That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan with the Rillington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton. This is Flying Saucer Greenslade with another warning. We would like to remind listeners who have not paid their licenses that they got this lot for nothing.
Thank you.